I've done that before.
You know, we get an opportunity to be able to share some time with them and enjoy Prescott and all the fun things that there is, are to do here. You know, one thing that I wanted to share with you is not only do we honor and love who they are, we love what God is doing in your church. I'm sorry you didn't hear me. I said what God is doing in your church. You know, we all have a responsibility. I mean, if you did not enjoy that praise and worship, that's your fault. It's your fault because they're doing exactly what they're supposed to do to help us usher in the presence, and it's up to you to grab onto it. Well, I grabbed onto the presence this morning, and the Lord was showing me my grandchildren. We have 6 grandchildren. 3 of them live with us, and they are 5, 2, and 8 months. And the Lord was showing me when they were adults what they look like. And it was so powerful, and it was so clear. And so he showed me that for this reason for you. Because there is legacy in what it is that you do. There's legacy in the heritage that you're going before the Lord. Doesn't matter how old you are. Doesn't matter how young you are. It matters the obedience that you have with the Lord. We will be able to see the manifestation of his goodness here on this earth while we're here. But the legacy and the eternity of what we're doing with those that we love, those that we're praying for, those that we're believing for, is everything. So I was able to capture that moment of being able to see them as adults and know that the seeds that we're sowing today will be planted and grown up and looking good before the people as they bring people into the kingdom of God. So I want you to hear that. I want you to expect this morning. What you're doing makes a difference. There are no expiration dates on prayers.
That's right.
I don't think y'all heard me. I said, there are no expiration dates on prayers. When you prayed and you believed when you prayed, it will come to pass. Doesn't matter if you think you see it. It's matter what you believe. And God is so faithful. He's so completely faithful. And many of you know that. And other of you are going to learn to believe that. So we're so grateful to be here. I mean, I'm acting like I'm preaching, but I'm not. But we're really, really grateful to be here. I'm just excited about what God's doing here, what God's doing in me and my husband and your pastors. This is his time to do all of what he wants. And all we have to do is say yes and amen that we believe to step into it. Awesome. Thank you.
Amen. Did I turn it on? Did I do it right? Am I on? There we go. All right. Thank you, my love. I brought a couple USBs. So if anybody's interested, they're back there on a table. This one is called Living Full to Die Empty. And the reason God birthed that in my heart was because we have to know and understand that our all of our days are numbered. And we really need to maximize the time we have. So when it's said and done, it's like Paul, we know we finished the race. How many of you want to finish strong? Raise your hand if you want to finish strong. It's so important that we know and understand that. And there's some really good nuggets and revelation of how to do that. And then there's another one called The Force of Faith. And faith, that's what we're going to teach on. I'm going to teach one of the lessons. I believe there's six different messages on each one of these. The force of faith, and we'll get into that right now. We have to know and understand that when we are in faith, all of heaven is backing us. It is not just us. We're not subject to our ability and our strength. So it's important for you and I to get in him. Acts 17:28 says, in him we live and move and have our being. So our part is getting in him. Expect him to do the heavy lifting in our lives. And that's critical. So if you're interested, avail yourself of those. You know, one of the things I know for sure is expectation sets the stage for receiving. You know, what you desire to get out of today, you're going to get out of today. The Bible says, so as your faith, be it unto you, as you believe. And it's critical for us to begin to turn our attention to Almighty God. It's for us to begin to get away from all of the distractions right now and say, Lord, here I am. Here I am, Lord. I am expecting to receive from you. Family, one of the things that I know for sure is the answer comes from the spirit realm. What you need today is not natural. What you need today doesn't come from a man. It doesn't come from man's wisdom. Every breakthrough that is needed in this place right now comes from the parent world, which is the spiritual world. And we need to agree with and partner with the Holy Spirit so he can do exactly what you need today. If you need a healing in your body, expect. If you need a healing in your heart, expect. Your emotions. If you need deliverance from anything, you can be free today. Make that decision. I'm just going to say, here I am, Lord. Yeah, I'm just going to yield. I'm going to have all of us stand to our feet. We're going to make our bold declaration. Raise your Bibles or your devices with your Bible apps on them. Let's agree together. Say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I can do what it says I can do.
I am a believer,
not a doubter.
I am a doer,
not just a hearer.
I have an alert mind.
I have an attentive spirit.
I draw on the anointing.
Destroy every yoke
in me and everyone in the room.
I will be transformed
by the incorruptible
Word of God.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
You may be seated. Let's pray and agree. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for grace deposits and truth impartation. Father, thank you for your anointing. Thank you for the holy written word that is the incorruptible seed. I boldly declare right now that the word of God will go forth and be planted into pliable hearts and create a bountiful harvest. I declare that today people will be healed, delivered, set free in the mighty name of Jesus. I come against the enemy. Devil, you are defeated. Anything and everything you try today is halted right now in the name of Jesus. The powerful word of God will go forth unhindered and unchecked by any pressure. In Jesus' name, amen. We did this at our church. We did this every year. We do it's called Boarding Flight 2024. I want to read this before we jump into the word. It says, boarding of flight 2024 has been announced. Your luggage should only include the very best of 2023. Leave all regrets and disappointments in the garbage bin. No self-destructive devices are allowed on this flight. Please double check your belongings. This is a drama-free flight. All negative devices must be turned off and remain off for the entire flight. Your overhead compartment is reserved for your personal goals and dreams. Fasten your seatbelts for maximum results. Put your hope in an upright and locked position. In case of emergency, the word of God will be used as a flotation device. Should we lose altitude and come under pressure at any time, prayer will be activated by faith. Once you have attached and secured your prayer life, you can assist other passengers. We are looking for the good news, family, we have been cleared by Kingdom Traffic Control for takeoff. You can rejoice and expect an on-time arrival. We will be soaring high above depression, high above sickness, high above anxiety, high above fear and lack. Our layovers will include perfect peace, Fort Favor, Lake Victory,
and Mount Lovemore. And last but not least, the great state of unity. Our captain has provided the following menu to be served during the flight: a clean bill of health, overflowing wealth, divine transformation, a plate of power, a side of success, garnished with grace and unlimited favor and forgiveness. Isn't that good? How many of you agree with that? Let's open our Bibles to Mark chapter 5 and verse 25. We'll look at Mark 5, 25, and we'll make our way through 33. This is entitled The Force of Faith. Does anybody want these series? Anybody, will you come and get them? Whoever wants them? Give one to my man there. You know, family, it's important to know and understand that you were not born to struggle. God did not send his very best to die on a cross for you to limp through life and barely get by. It's important to know and understand that our good God has intended for you and I to have an overflowing power in our lives. And when we partner with Almighty God and tap into the force of faith, everything changes. He's already done his part. He's looking for you and I to make our move. He made his move. He sent Jesus. He took care of every sin. He took care of every need. Understand that the sacrifice of Jesus was enough to benefit you today. It's important that we settle on that. We're not supposed to be living in glimpses of hope. We're not supposed to be wondering if we're going to make it. The truth is, you are going to make it. God's plan is not for you to just survive. His plan for you is to thrive in the things of God. A personal relationship with Jesus Christ, Yeshua, the Anointing One, will answer every need that we have. Every cry, every feeling of loneliness and despair is covered by the blood of Jesus. And I declare right now in the name of Jesus that the blood-bought sacrifice for each and every one of us will manifest in this place, and freedom will be the result. It doesn't matter how long you've been struggling with anything. It doesn't matter how long you've been dealing with symptoms. I don't care what the diagnosis is. It is no match for the power of Almighty God. My ask of you is grab hold of the force of faith. The hope you're searching for is found in Jesus. Forgiveness, acceptance, it's found in Jesus. Peace, love, strength, joy is found in Jesus. Do I have any witnesses? We are created for greatness. Listen, you are designed to succeed. Grab hold of that. I know the message has been different in the world. The force of faith is released by words that you speak. Your words can release life or death. Your words can release blessing or cursing. It matters what you say. Proverbs 18:21 teaches that. It matters what we say. My objective for us this morning is to break any and all unbelief in the room and grab hold of and see clearly how to release our faith and expect God to do what only he can do. Nothing too hard for God. What is the force of faith? It is strength that is not your own. The force of faith is a force, a power that comes from Almighty God. And all we have to do is come into alignment with it. It will cause you and I to go way beyond our own abilities. The force of faith will have you step out of your comfort zone. For example, Peter was a fisherman. Peter knew for sure how water worked. He knew for sure it was absolutely impossible to walk on water. He had a clear understanding of what happens when you throw something on top of water. It sinks every single time. But somehow, he overlooked his experience, his upbringing, his career, and he grabbed hold of the words of Jesus, and he defied everything that he knew to be true. You see, truth will always overcome facts. Facts are always temporary. The truth is everlasting. Peter became the only other person to be a water walker because he acted on the word of Jesus. Jesus said, come, and he came. I'm wondering what Jesus is saying to us now. Who is he calling out of the boat this morning? Against our experience, against our upbringing, our know-how. The word of Jesus will cause you and I to supersede the normal. The supernatural is yours. Family is important that we know and understand that we are spirit beings having an earthly experience, not vice versa. Sometimes we get it twisted and we will begin to think that we are earthly beings trying to achieve a spiritual experience. And that's backwards. Who you are a spirit. You live in an earth suit. You possess a soul that is comprised of your mind, your will, your emotions, and your intellect. But who you are, if you said yes to Jesus, raise your hand if you said yes to Jesus. Who you are is a new created being that is not of this world. And tapping into the laws of the force of faith is what's needed for you and I to overcome every single time. Critical that we don't understand that. It was the force of faith that caused Abraham and Sarah to do the pre-pregnancy activity that caused a child to be born. Got to keep it PG-13. That was the force of faith. It was impossible for them to have a child. And yet they did. Mark 5:25, this is the story of the woman who tapped into the force of faith. It was against the law for her to be in public. She suffered a condition that if she was caught outside of her house, it was lawful for her to be stoned to death. But she heard of Jesus. Let's go there. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for how long? 12 years, and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but rather grew worse. You know, some of us are ready to throw in a towel after 12 minutes. 12 months, my God, don't make me wait. This lady suffered this condition for 12 long years, and she was trying. She spent all she had. She saw all the specialists. She did everything she could do in the natural, and she got worse. When she heard about Jesus, how does faith come? Faith comes by hearing. I declare somebody in here today is going to hear something, and it's going to cause an action to be birthed in your life. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind him. She did something. Notice she did something after she heard. He came behind him in a crowd and touched his garment. For she said, if only I may touch his clothes, I shall be made well. Notice she didn't say, I'm never going to get well. It's been 12 years. This thing is going to kill me. This is going to be the death of me. Notice she didn't say, that's it. I'm stuck in this house. I have to quarantine until I die. Notice she says something different, and she got different results. Verse 29, immediately the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that power had gone out of him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But his disciples said to him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" He was like, "Jesus, you tripping. Think about this. You see all these people bumping up against you. How in the world can you say, 'Who touched?' A bunch of people touched you." But the virtue connected to expectation was only released to one person. Are you expecting today? Your expectation coupled with a touch from the hem of our King Jesus' garment is going to bring the result. The force of faith is available today to set you free from whatever is going on. It can turn around today. None of us will reach our destination. Our destination, there's always a process for us to reach a destination, but we can change directions immediately. We can change direction today. Keep expecting. Verse 32, and he looked around to see her who had done this. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before him and told him the whole truth. I want us to read these next couple verses together. Let's read 27 through 29 together. It's on the screen. Not? I'll read it. Ready? Read. Let's pause right there. Notice she heard something. She did something with what she heard. Okay, read on, verse 28. Now, let's pause right there for a second. She said something. Notice she said something. She spoke according to truth. She didn't speak according to the circumstances or the situation. My head is killing me. He didn't say, you know, my bones are aching so bad, I don't know if I'm going to make it. Notice she aligned her words with truth. And because of that, everything that she had need of was received. Immediately, it says in verse 29, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. I need to warn you, any affliction that you have right now is in danger of immediately being taken care of. The force of faith produces power. Let's go over to Matthew chapter 14 and verse 29. Where y'all going? Look at your neighbor. Right, look at your neighbor. Help him out. Let me get away from Psalms. Go over to Matthew. Matthew 14, 29. The force of faith produces power. Faith connects you to life. Faith connects you to God's ability. You know, God's ability is your inheritance. Please, please let that get into your heart. God's ability is his children's inheritance. God has called you to live from another realm, a realm above the storm, a realm above the chaos. The church was designed to be God's governing assembly, functioning in greater glory. That's your God design. You're supposed to function in a greater glory. Matthew 14, 29 says, so he said, come. We were talking about Peter earlier. And when Peter had come down, when Peter obeyed, when Peter had come down out of the boat,
He walked on the water to go to Jesus. The force of faith must be released after you hear. Who is he saying come to this place? When Peter heard come, he didn't step out of the boat. If he didn't step out of the boat, he would have never been the only other water walker. He did something with what he heard. My ask of you this morning is do something with what you hear. Truth is being spoken. The word of God is truth. You know, it's very popular to say things like, man, you go with your truth. What it is, man, it's your truth. Your truth is subject to be a lie. If your truth is not coming out of the word of God, you can't depend on it. Your way of thinking is subject to error every single time. Family, it's up to you and I to align our lives, align our words up to the word of God. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. When she heard, or in other words, when faith came. You are hearing the word of God right now. Faith is present. The force of faith is present to finally get you over that hump, break that cycle, to bring the healing at last, to bring the peace at last. There are three people in here right now suffering from insomnia. And that insomnia came from worry and stress. Your mind won't settle down. One of them is because of your child. I'm here to tell you today that that's going to be broken. Stand to your feet if you have been dealing with insomnia. I want somebody to somebody help me. I want somebody to go to them, put your hands on them, and we're going to agree right now in the name of Jesus that insomnia, it will be broken from this day forward. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to your holy written word, we've seen the truth that when faith comes and we act, that the force of faith is made available for the God solution. And I declare in the name of Jesus, insomnia is a name, and every name must bow to the name of Jesus. And I declare in the name of Jesus, insomnia, go! Right now, in the name of Jesus, deliverance, peace, joy, hope, light, flood their minds right now. Peace forevermore. In the mighty name of those of you who are being prayed for, just raise your hands and say, Lord, I receive. Lord, I receive. Here I am, Lord, acting on your word. I trust you, Lord. I believe you, Lord. I respond by faith to your truth. In Jesus' name, thank you for healing me forevermore. Now somebody celebrates. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for freedom. Freedom. Free indeed. Free indeed. Matthew 9:21 says, for she said to herself, if only I may touch his garment, I shall be made well. Family, whatever is going on in your life right now, you shall be made well. It doesn't matter what it is. She said to herself, this is so critical. This is the reason why I asked you to say it out yourself. Your self-talk is crucial to your faith. You will believe you
your voice over any other voice. It's important that your self-talk, because faith is voice activated. Your voice is needed to activate the force of faith. Come with me, if you will, to Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 21. We'll look at 20 and 21. Our lives should be patterned after the word of God. And when it does, we get God's results. We get the results that we see in the word. If you see it in the word of God, you can have it in your life. Proverbs 18, 20 says, a man's stomach shall be satisfied from the fruit of what? His mouth. What you say is what you're feeding on. From the produce of his lips, he shall be filled. Death and life are where? Power of the tongue. I declare you will live and not die. You will live and not die. There is power released when you speak. There is power in your tongue. There is power in your words. And it's important. Have you ever noticed that negative conversation is way more attractive than positive conversation? You ever notice that? It just is. Gossip is like a forest fire running rapid. Negative conversation just grows legs quickly. Many people are used to whining and complaining. It's just a habit. Sometimes I will speak to relatives and I just get in that black hole of what's wrong and I start looking for a way off the phone as quickly as possible. Because we need to guard our hearts. Negative talk is toxic to our hearts. You're whining and complaining. You're releasing a negative force, a force that can negate your faith. Nobody wants that. You know, every attack you've ever gone through has been for one purpose, and that's to attack your faith. When sickness attacks your body, the purpose is maybe God doesn't work. Maybe this faith stuff doesn't work. Maybe I've sinned too much. Maybe I'm too far gone. The devil is after your faith because he knows it's impossible for you and I to please God without faith. He also knows that we can't fight him without faith. It's the force of faith. It's the shield of faith that stops all the fiery darts of the devil. The wicked one is looking for a way in. And if he can get you to believe because it didn't happen for you when you prayed, that you need to lay down your shield. This God stuff doesn't work. Go ahead and lay down your shield. And now the enemy has a clear target right to your heart. He can steal your faith. He will. That's what he's after. I'm asking you, tap into the force of faith. Raise your shield high. You charge the enemy. That's your authority. The authority that's in you is enough to keep him running scared. Every problem that comes against you comes against the God on the inside of you. You lack nothing. You are above only and not beneath. You are the head and not the tail. Many people will pray and ask God to heal them, and then someone will come up to them and ask them, oh, how are you doing? Oh, man, glad you asked. My head is killing me. Oh, my God, I can't stand this pain in my back. I'm thinking, wait a minute. Didn't you just ask God to heal you? How about I'm fighting the good fight? I'm standing on the word of God. I'm believing for the full manifestation of my healing. I declare right now, according to the word of God, I am healed, like it says in Peter 2:24. Instead of siding with the natural, you are a spirit being. Know that. Your direct connection is with Almighty God. Look at your neighbor and say, God looks good on you. God looks good on you. God looks good on you. When we speak negative, it's contrary to word, to God's word. When we speak negative, we are violating the laws that govern the force of faith. Let's align our words up to the word of God. There's a path that's already laid out for you, a path of victory. Will storms come? Yes. But there is a calm in the midst of the storm. There is a peace in the midst of the storm. Will you go through fires in life? Yes, you will. But there's a fourth man with you in the fire. You too will come out and not even smell like smoke. It's important to know and understand we are not subject to never go through anything, but we need to know and understand who we are with when we go through things. We need to keep our shields up high, preventing the enemy. We don't ever want to short circuit our power by speaking negative things. They align with the word of God. We must recognize that the words we speak are powerful, and they can work for us or against us. We have to make a decision before the battle comes. I'm going to stand on the word of God. I'm going to believe him no matter what. The physical world, including your physical body, responds to your words. No one understands that. It is absolutely the truth. What you say affects what you believe every single time. Out of your heart, you speak. Yes, Lord. There's somebody who didn't get to say, I love you, to your mom before she passed away. And that has been really troubling you. And it's important that you release yourself from that. That regret is stealing hope and life, and it's infecting how you interact with your loved ones who are still here. You have loved ones who are around you that need to feel your love. They need your heart. And I want you to know that your mother knew how much you loved. There was a fight. There was a bridge between your relationship. But I want you to know that your mother knew how much you loved her. It is so important that you release yourself from that and begin to step into what God has for you right now. No one understands that. You have a Father God who loves you and is looking to you and desires to use you to advance him, his kingdom. Thank you, Lord, for healing those hearts right now. Thank you, Lord, for healing those hearts right now. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing flowing right now like warm oil over their bodies, soothing, mending, and healing hearts right now. We thank you. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for healing hearts all over the room. Thank you, Lord, for your anointing. You are so good. You are so faithful. Bless your holy name forever. Jesus, you are Lord. We love you. We thank you. We worship you. We honor you. You are good, good God. Thank you for bending hearts in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. That's important. You are not a broken vessel. Your heart is not broken. He mended it. What he does without scars. Thank you, Lord. You know, words are spiritual containers. And your containers can be filled with negative things or positive things. And I want you to know and understand that you can choose what you put in those spiritual containers. Those spiritual containers leave your now and go into your future and pave the way for what God intended in your life. They can be full of fear and doubt, or they can be filled of faith and hope. I'm asking you today to choose faith and hope. Your expectation that's launching into your future to be full of faith and hope. You have a part to play in that. You know, when fear and doubt rises on the inside of you, you can still speak truth. Fear comes, you don't have to let fear in. When hopelessness shows up, you don't have to sign for that package. I'm reminded of a FedEx package. If you get a FedEx package delivered at your door and it has somebody else's name on it, don't sign for it. Fear is not your name. Doubt is not your name. Regret is not your name. Loneliness is not your name. It's important that we know and understand that we are not obligated. We don't have to sign for the things that the devil sends our way. Come with me to Matthew 6:31. Matthew 6:31. This is instructions that we have from Almighty God. He instructs us to do this. It says, therefore, do not worry, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? What I want to point out is if we worry and release something negative, what we say is like signing for a package that doesn't belong to us. But King James says, therefore, take no thought saying. How do you take a thought? By saying it. How do you take a thought? You receive a thought. I remember a third grade teacher years ago told me I was never going to amount to anything. I was never going to succeed. I remember a deacon in a church told me I wouldn't live past 21. And if I would have took those thoughts and began to say them, I would have been signing for a package that didn't belong to me. I could have started repeating, I'm never going to amount to anything. I could have started repeating, man, I better live fast because I'm going to die before 21. I could have began to participate in the enemy's voice. You and I have a choice in what we sign when it comes to our life. We can't keep thoughts from coming, but we can keep them from staying. Take no thoughts saying. Take no package by signing. Critical. Your saying is your signing. Look at your neighbor and say, your saying is your signing. But when this woman with the issue of blood said, if I could but touch his clothes, I shall be made whole. She put the force of faith into motion. We just saw that there is death and life in the power of our tongue. She spoke life. And then when she acted on it, the power was released. I'm going to ask you to act on it today. I'm going to ask you to allow boldness to rise up on the inside of you. I'm going to ask you to sign for only what God has given you, only what God has sent to your door. If you're fighting some type of sickness, you need to start speaking faith-filled words. Don't just speak your feelings. Don't just speak what the doctor says. Do you know doctors have been wrong? Doctors miss it. And if a doctor trying to help and trying to see a doctor is limited, unless they're spirit-filled doctors, they're limited to the sheet. They're limited to the diagnosis. They're limited to the facts. You are not. We have our executive pastors were told that they would never have a child. They were told it was dangerous. You could lose your life. Don't try. That's what the doctor said. That's what the doctor, that was the end of it for the doctor. However, on November 21st, that same couple gave birth to a beautiful baby boy. And Carolyn and I went to the hospital and held that beautiful baby boy that was told was impossible. That would never happen. What have you been told? Who said that? If it wasn't Jesus, if it wasn't your Lord and your Savior, you don't have to sign for that. It doesn't end there. What is he saying? What is he doing? Let's look. How can we apply this word in our lives? Number one, this is our application. It's awesome to hear the word. It's awesome to see the what and the why, but it's the how that puts us into action. How do we apply this word? Number one, speak to the mountain. We are commanded to speak to the mountain, not speak to God about the mountain. We're not supposed to be saying, God, remove this mountain from me. God, take this pain from me. We're supposed to be speaking to the pain. We can say, pain in my knee, go right now in the name of Jesus. Pain in my back, go right now in the name of Jesus. We are to command. We have spiritual authority in this realm. Speak to the mountain. The proof text of that is Mark 11:23. It says, for surely I say to you, whoever says, raise your hand if you're a whoever. Every one of us qualify. This word is for us. It says, whoever says to this mountain, what mountain? Whatever mountain shows up in your life to try to prevent you from getting to your God destination. Be removed and be cast out into the sea and does not doubt in his heart. You can doubt in your head, but have faith in your heart. But believes that those things that he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. When we align ourselves to the force of faith, when we say according to the word of God, the force of faith goes to work in our lives and we will have God results. If you're sick, you've been diagnosed with a disease, speak to that disease. Cancer is a name. Diabetes is a name. Insomnia is a name. We saw at least four people get healed from insomnia today. It's a name. And it has to bow to the name of Jesus. No one understand, you hold the most powerful name there is in heaven and in earth. You have access to utilizing the name of Jesus. The Bible says to speak to your problem. Critical that we need to know and understand that. Number two, what was number one? Number two is speak God's word. Don't say, pain, you better leave me alone. Pain, get off me. Pain, stop it. Stop it, pain. Pain, you're rid of me. No, speak God's word. In the name of Jesus, pain, go. Speak God's word. His word will produce life and health to all your flesh. Words are seed to your future. Proverbs 4:22. Let's go there. Words are seeds to your future. Proverbs 4:22 says, talking about words, for they are life to those who find them and health to all their flesh. Your place is in him. choose to line up with the law of life instead of the law of sin and death. Romans 8, 1 and 2 talks about the law of sin and death. Number 3 is take action. Everybody say take action. Faith without corresponding action is dead. James 2, 20 through 22 says, but do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Verse 22 says, do you see that faith was working together with his, what's it say? With his works. Having faith is not enough. Acting on that faith brings results. We know what you believe by how you act. If a fire alarm went off in here right now and you believed it was a false alarm, you wouldn't do anything. But hey, turn that thing off. You would stay right where you are. But if the fire alarm went off and you believed it, everybody better get out your way. You are out of here. Doors flying, purses being left. You're going. Actions always follow true belief. Always. Act on the word, even if it's opposite of what the circumstance is saying. James 22 shows us that faith is perfected, made complete by works, or in other words, by action. Something takes place. Number 4 is give God all of your heart. Give God all of your heart. All that you have, give to Him. Number 5 is embrace the love of God. Be rooted and grounded in love. If your roots are love, nothing else is going to grow in your heart. Be rooted and grounded in love. Great way to guard your heart. Let the roots of love take over. That way bitterness can't get in. Resentment can't get in. Let's pray. Father, thank you so much for your holy written word. Thank you for grace deposits and truth impartation. Father, thank you for the individual who needs to be reminded of how much you love them. Thank you for the individual that needs to come back to you, who needs to just stop running and come back to you. I'm praying for the individual that is just full of doubt and unbelief. They've been standing and hoping and trying for so long. I'm praying, Lord, that you will show yourself strong on their behalf. We're going to give you an opportunity to be made whole. If you have any need in your life, we're going to ask you to come and receive. If it's a financial need, relational need, a physical need, doesn't matter what it is, Jesus is the answer. The most powerful thing about Jesus and the blood of Jesus is He covers it all. If you've never said yes to Jesus, we'd love the opportunity to pray with you, to put your hand in His hand, escort you into the kingdom of Almighty God. You've never been baptized in the Holy Spirit with the evidence of praying in other tongues, and you want to, we invite you to come and receive. The word of God has gone forth. Faith is in this room right now. And the Lord is saying to you, come. you so choose to, I encourage you, He's a good God. He's faithful. He's faithful to heal. He's faithful to deliver. Someone's been really dealing with a drug addiction. It's really, really, and you're ready. You're ready to be free from that. I want you to know that today is your day. Today is your day of salvation. Today is your day of deliverance. Your part is come. If that's you, I'm going to ask you to be bold. I'm going to ask you to stand up and walk down here and meet me at the altar. It doesn't matter what the need is, I'm asking you to come and receive. Jesus can handle it all. If that's you, come. Those of you who have had that heartache, there's at least three of you that didn't get a chance to tell your mother, I'm going to ask you to come forward. I'm going to ask my wife, Carolyn, to come and help me. And you just need a hug or a touch from God. We're just going to obey God and minister hope and love and allow Jesus to do what He does best. Thank you, Lord. I need y'all to help me. If you're not up here, just begin to pray. If you have your heavenly language, just begin to pray quietly in the Holy Ghost. Just begin to allow the atmosphere to be captivated with prayer and hope and faith. I'm asking you to partner with these who have aligned themselves. They've responded to faith. Jesus said, come, and here they are. So we know that God results are available. I'm going to ask y'all to take two steps forward, please. We know God results are available because they've obeyed. Father, we thank you right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We come alongside them.
Let faith arise. God, I am the God that healeth thee. I am the Lord your worship you, Almighty God. There is none like you. Oh, I worship you.
While people are being prayed for, let's worship together, can we? Let's just go ahead and worship together. Three.
Yeah. and dominions, all powers and positions, your name stands above them all, and the angels cry, you're holy, all creation cries, holy, you are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Oh, if you've been forgiven, sing it out. Oh, and if you've been forgiven, and if you've been redeemed, sing the song. Sing the song forever to the Lamb. Yes, we do. If you walk in freedom, and if you walk in freedom, and if you bear his name, sing the song forever to the Lamb. Yes, we will. Oh, we're gonna sing the song forever and amen. And the angels cry, you're holy. All creation cries, you're holy. You are lifted high, holy, holy forever. Hear your people this morning. Hear your people sing, holy to the King of Kings. Holy, you will always be holy, holy forever. You will, you will.
Before the Lamb of God.